Aloha.
Uh-huh.
Aloha. Aloha maikaʻi. E iki ia o kou a pau he mea maikaʻi. Aloha. Good evening, everyone. What a lovely turnout. I'm deeply honored. I'd like to dedicate this particular show to two fantastic women. And she was deeply involved in the recovery of her access to her roots on her own terms. Haunani was a teacher of music and language and love and aloha. The two will be greatly missed. I know they would be so happy to be here now. My name is Lehua Lamington, and I am a Hawaiian author, writer, artist, and activist. And oh yes, storyteller. And I have been so fortunate to have taken the stories to many parts of the world. I am the non-guitar, non-keyboard, non-piano performer of electroacoustic. They have been kind enough to invite me to become part of the family. My only instrument is my voice, and I hope you will enjoy. Nolela, e komo mai. Come with me into my world, where I will paint pictures of my life and family and friends of Hawaii with my words, our chants, and legends. I'm such a lucky woman. I grew up in a village, island of Kauai, town of Lihue, area of Niumalu. Raised in the old ways, in the old values. I was among the few who also heard and learned the Hawaiian spoken at home. He mea mai ka e loa. Yes, even our language was once forbidden. So the following are selections from memoirs of how I lived, how I dreamed, how my spirit was grown, from how I have done all of this from small kid time to this day in time as an adult. I'm turning now to look at these pictures up above me. To my right, can you see this all right? It looks like some greenery and some water and some mountains. To my right is a photo of some of my family. To the far right of the photo, over the piano, Ala Koko is my fish pond. Ala Koko means pathway of the blood, means genealogy, means family. Our family were take care of, how you say, kono hiki, of Menehune fish pond for generation after generation, and we were the last to do so. In the middle, there's Huleʻia, my river, the place where the fish come up and then they come into the fish pond and we trap them and we hold on to them and all like that. To the left of that picture is Haʻupu, my mountain. Haʻupu means to remember or not to forget. And this is important because in the days when we would canoe from Oahu, from Kauai to Oahu, you know, that would be the last thing we see as we cross this very dangerous channel. And when we would come home and get across safely, we would be so happy when we saw Haʻupu. That means our journey has been safe. In the center is a model of a family-style fishing and sailing canoe one of which will be featured in one of my stories. Oh, by the way, I built this. We are a prayerful people and start most events such as this with a prayer. We also observe a protocol where our works are presented in an order of references to the ancient through to the modern. I typed down here, smile. Oh, I'm so chat-oriented, I tell you. Big smile, folks. Okay, to the left is this picture of some flowers and a bird. The red flower is my name. It is the Lehua flower. The blossom is as soft to the touch on the face as the most delicate of a, how you say, face brush that people would put powder on. It is so soft and wonderful. To the right of that is the i'ivi bird. The Lehua flower and the i'ivi bird go together. I'ivi is a honey creeper, an indigenous bird to Hawaii, and sad to say they are very endangered. But Lehua and i'ivi, they love each other so much. You will hear them in many songs. To the left, in a small inset, because that was as large a picture as I could find, is the yellow Lehua. And I will be telling a legend about the red Lehua, and I will be telling a legend about the yellow Lehua. The legend of Ohia and Lehua. One day, now this is about the red one, okay? One day, Pele, the goddess of a volcano, met a handsome young man named Ohia. Now she desired greatly to have him as her sweetheart. He confessed that he already was in love with another young girl named Lehua. Uh-oh, this went piss off Pele big time, and she used her magical powers to transform the young man into an ugly Ohia tree. Oh, wait, the ruder, eh? Lehua was terribly sad and pleaded with Pele to return the young man back to his human form. Pele refused. Hora, kind horse. She get attitude sometimes, you know. So Lehua begged the gods to help her to be reunited with Ohia. Instead of changing Ohia back to a human doll, the gods transformed Lehua into a lovely red blossom to adorn the Ohia tree. Now it is said, when anyone picks a Lehua blossom, it will rain because the lovers